You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week, commentator Gary Borders takes us along for the ordeal of buying a new brain.
I bought a new iPhone recently after months of pondering whether I wanted to A, spend the money, and B, deal with the inevitable pain of swapping out what is, in essence, my brain's external hard drive. My actual brain's disk is full, so without a smartphone, I would be, well, not very smart. The tipping point was that my 4-year-old phone would not run a number of apps I use. A phone upgrade required sacrificing most of a week into the process, from actually buying the phone to transferring the contents of the old phone to the new device. This required a couple of trips to the store, a number of muttered curses, and hours of painstakingly upgrading apps, getting rid of items never used, and so forth. For a few hours, I was effectively out of touch as my new phone attempted to copy the contents from the backup I had created on my Mac. I briefly panicked. What if someone was trying to get hold of me? A missed email, text message, or phone call? I quickly got over myself. It was Saturday morning. My wife and daughter were home. I was going to be fine being out of touch for a while. I am definitely not that important. For the first 40 or so years of my life, I was not always reachable 24/7. When I was in a vehicle or out of the office or home, it was not possible for someone to contact me. Listen up, young people. Until the early to mid-1990s, most folks had neither cell phones nor email. Or if they had email, it was only accessible from their desk-bound computer. A cell phone came with a bulky bag and a magnetic antenna stuck to the vehicle's roof. Nobody checked in via social media that he was about to chow down at Five Guys Hamburgers. I miss those days sometimes. Not that I check in where I'm eating. I successfully transferred all my stuff to the new phone. There is one major glitch. Somehow my contacts, the list of folks I keep in my address book to call or email, merged with my email account. The result was that anyone who had emailed me or called in the past 15 years was added to my contact list. Suddenly, to get to someone whose first name starts with a T required scrolling through hundreds of listings. I found an app to get rid of much of the duplication, but I was forced to scroll through and delete several hundred jacked up contacts. Someone I had emailed once years ago often was listed with 12 separate addresses. This took hours. This part of technology makes me grit teeth, counting the hours off my life spent doing mindless grunt work on a computer screen, or a phone screen. For years, I kept an address book that fit in my briefcase, its pages well-worn, old addresses scratched out. Same with my calendar, which was a tiny book that fit in my pants pocket. Now, I am held hostage to an expensive device that supplements my brain. While cleaning up my contact list, I came across absent friends and colleagues, folks who have died in the past several years. I counted 7 who had passed away. Deleting their contacts was poignant. I won't delve into who these folks were so as not to open fresh wounds. But it made me aware of the days passing in a rush, the fragility of life, the need to appreciate what time is left. For me, for you, for all of us. I just hope I don't spend much more of it updating a phone. I would rather be outside, hiking down a trail, or riding a bike.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at garyborders.com.